This news update's being brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County Circuit Court Monday, a man already under the court's watchful eye has admitted to serious new charges, striking a deal that could shape his future. Douglas Harold Plester, previously convicted of an OWI and currently on probation, pleaded guilty to possessing both a firearm and ammunition, making him a prohibited person in the eyes of the law. The plea agreement is a high-stakes exchange. Plester's admission of guilt means prosecutors will not pursue a habitual offender notice, a legal maneuver that could have drastically increased his potential prison sentence. As part of the deal, though, he'll forfeit the seized weapons, and his legal team will even correct a detail on his criminal record. Adding a unique twist to the proceedings, the court also modified Plester's bond conditions. While still restricted from public roads, he's now permitted to operate vehicles like lawnmowers or excavators on private property for work, provided he holds a valid driver's license. With the pleas accepted, Douglas Harold Plester now awaits his fate. Sentencing is scheduled for May 11th, where the court will determine the consequences of his latest legal entanglements and probation violation. And time is running out for Gregory Scott Burton. In court, Judge Prill has handed down a final three-week reprieve to a defendant struggling to find legal footing. Burton, facing charges in two separate files, appeared in a court without an attorney after turning down a court-appointed attorney in February. He cited a financial squeeze so tight he claims paying bonds swallowed his funds and personal bills threw him under the bus. He's identified a lawyer, David Carter, but needs hundreds of dollars for a retainer, money he's just begun to earn after recently returning to work. While the court granted an adjournment for good cause, the message was clear. This is the last chance. Prosecution agreed with the stern caveat. If Burton does not have counsel by the next hearing, the case moves to trial, lawyer or not. Burton says he'll try his hardest, but his financial tightrope walk makes securing representation a daunting task. All eyes are now turned to April 6th at 10 a.m. That's when the clock truly stops for Gregory Scott Burton, where he finds the funds or faces the music alone. And Michigan is asking counties to participate in statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 18th, tomorrow, as part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. Because Michigan's weather is so unpredictable, each year municipalities throughout the state develop a schedule for testing tornado warning sirens. The test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed. If inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. The drill is an excellent opportunity for all families, schools, and businesses to practice their emergency plans and enhance their readiness for a severe weather event. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsor.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning, and that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we've returned with more news. A major $50 million nonpartisan advocacy push is launched to make child care accessible, a central issue in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. The campaign aims to secure legislative commitments from both parties to addressing the rising cost of early childhood education. Organizers are targeting swing states, providing data on how child care shortages impact their local labor markets. The initiative seeks to transition child care from a private family burden to a prioritized national economic infrastructure goal. And the Israeli military has launched a series of wide-scale strikes targeting infrastructure in Tehran and Hezbollah positions in Lebanon. The operation follows a series of missile salvos fired towards Tel Aviv and northern Israel earlier this morning. Regional neighbors, including the UAE and Qatar, briefly closed their airspace as air defenses worked to intercept incoming fire. International leaders are calling for an immediate de-escalation to prevent the conflict from expanding into a broader regional war. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control, as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And that's been a look at your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom this hour. I'm Russ Cervantes.